your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to serve us. Resistance is futile.
Hey guys, I'm Christina, and no, I haven't actually been assimilated. But I do have your daily nerd Devo. The Borg are terrifying to me. I still remember with crystal clarity the fear and despair I felt at the end of Best of Both Worlds. I saw the lifeless gaze of Picard, now turned to Locutus, and realized that I wouldn't know if he would ever come back to us until the next season aired, because this was in the days before Netflix, binging, and instant gratification. It was a rough few months for me, but at least I had time to think about why that was so scary. I realized that it was because now that Picard was part of the collective, I didn't know if he would ever want to go back to being Picard. The idea of giving up your individuality for a greater good is both comforting and seductive. You gain the comfort of belonging to a larger, more important group that can accomplish more than any one individual. You get to let go of the struggle and anxiety of having to make your own decisions and choices all the time, some of them really hard ones, and all of them draining after a while. The seductive part is that the concept of working in unison is even discussed in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 12:12. Just as the body, the one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. If all you do is read that and stop there, it sounds eerily similar to the Borg spiel I just recited. And before you say, that's not how Christians are supposed to act, I will say to you that you are right. But I've also been to churches where you're only supposed to have two hobbies as a woman, gardening and baking if you're interested. Because what Corinthians 12 goes on to say is really hard to actually accomplish. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. God created a beautiful diversity in the human race. Each one of us is unique and intentional, and that means that every single person you meet, no matter how different, humble, or annoying, has something valuable to teach you and has a purpose in this world, whether they realize it or not. And while that makes it harder to pull together and accomplish something, it also insulates us against failure in the face of challenges through creativity and healthy questioning of the plan or the methods. The Borg Collective, for all its lip service to distinctiveness in the service of the whole, focused so much on the hive mind that they lost all of that, and a bunch of humans on the Enterprise managed to hack their system and get Picard back. Tempting to give in to the collective and push for uniformity, we should celebrate our God-given differences, taking the time to find the correct place for each of us. For that accurately reflects the image of God, and not some terrifying cyborg amalgamation with a mocking semblance of humanity. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.